দয়ারসা এ দাসে করুণা করি, ও হে বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুরা দয়ারসাগরা এ দাসে করুণা করি। পদ ছায়া শোধয়ে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরি, দিয়া পদ ছায়া শোধয়ে আমায়া তোমার চরণ ধরি, ছয় বেগদমী ছয় দোষ শোধি ছয় গুণ দেহ দাসী, ছয় বেগদমী ছয় দোষ শোধি ছয় গুণ দেহ দাসী, ছয় সতসঙ্গ দেহ হে আমারে বসেছি সঙ্গের আসে, ছয় সতসঙ্গ দেহ হে আমারে বসেছি সঙ্গের আসে, একাকী আমার নাহি পায় বল হরিনাম সংকীর্তনে, একাকী আমার নাহি পায় বল হরিনাম সংকীর্তনে, তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধনে, তুমি কৃপা করি শ্রদ্ধা বিন্দু দিয়া দেহ কৃষ্ণ নাম ধনে, কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পার তোমার শক্তি আছে, কৃষ্ণ সে তোমার কৃষ্ণ দিতে পার তোমার শক্তি আছে, स्वामी तो कंगाला कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले भाई तब पाछे पाछे आमी तो कंगाल कृष्ण कृष्ण बोले भाई तब पाछे पाछे ओहे वैष्णव ठाकुर दयार सागर तुमार कर ए दासे करुणा करी ओहे वैष्णव ठाकुर दयार सागर ए दासे करुणा करी जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव ठाकुर जय वैष्णव O Vaishnav Thakur, O Ocean of Mercy, be merciful to me, your servant, and purify me by the shade of your lotus feet. Your feet I humbly hold. Controlling my six urges and purifying me of the six faults, please give to your servant the six good qualities. O, give me the six kinds of holy association. I have sat down here in the hope of having your company. Alone I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. I beg you therefore, please be merciful and with a particle of faith, give me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You are able to give him to me, for such is your power. I am indeed wretched and simply run after you, crying, Krishna, Krishna. जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivachadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today, I would like to briefly discuss about one verse from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, which is entitled Swayambhuva Manu Advises Dhruva Maharaj. This is text number 13. Titikshaya Karunaya Maitrya Titikshaya Karunaya Maitrya Chakhila Jantushu Samatvena Cha Sarvatma Bhagavan Samprasidasi. The Lord is very satisfied with His devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. There are three stages of devotional life. In the lowest stage, a devotee is simply concerned with the deity in the temple and he worships the Lord with great devotion according to rules and regulations. In the second stage, the devotee is cognizant of his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with fellow devotees, his relationship with persons who are innocent, and his relationship with persons who are envious. Sometimes devotees are ill-treated by envious persons. It is advised that an advanced devotee should be tolerant. He should show complete mercy to persons who are ignorant or innocent. A preacher devotee is meant to show mercy to innocent persons whom he can elevate to devotional service. Everyone by constitutional position is an eternal servant of God. Therefore, a devotee's business is to awaken everyone's Krishna consciousness. That is his mercy. As for a devotee's treatment of other devotees who are his equals, he should maintain friendship with them. His general view should be to see every living entity as part of the Supreme Lord. Different living entities appear in different forms of dress, but according to the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita, a learned person sees all living entities equally. Such treatment by the devotee is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. It is said, therefore, that a saintly person is always tolerant and merciful. He is a friend to everyone, never an enemy to anyone, and he is peaceful. These are some of the good qualities of a devotee. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotee when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality. So this is a verse which is spoken by Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj became the king after seeing the Lord, and once his brother Uttam, cousin brother, or not cousin basically, father's stepbrother, he was killed by a yaksha, and being very angry to take revenge, Dhruva went there and he was trying to fight, but ultimately he was overcome by the powerful yakshas, and slowly he was getting overwhelmed by their might. And at that time the sages from the sides, they encouraged him by glorifying him, by encouraging him, and by requesting him to remember the Lord. And at that time, on the request of the sages, he remembered the Lord and took out Narayana Astra, the astra that was personally handed to him by the Lord, and he put it onto the bow. As soon as he put it on the bow, from there started coming out golden arrows, golden shafts, and feathers like swan, and completely annihilating the yaksha forces. So much so, he was indiscriminately killing everyone. Everyone. Prabhupada writes in the commentary, sometimes a person is overwhelmed by Maya, but by remembering Krishna and shooting this arrow, which is Narayana Astra. Of course, nowadays we can't shoot arrows. It is not legal. So, the Astra is Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. Intelligent people of this age, they are always their Ramban for all kinds of Maya. That is the holy name, Sangopangastra. That is our Astra. And by just simply chanting, all coverings of Maya completely dissipates, and again he effulgently comes out victorious in the battle against Maya. So while he was shooting, he was killing, and in the process he was so angry that he went on killing. He was overwhelmed by anger, and at that time Swayambhu Manu came and he said, he was his grandson actually, so he said, come on Dhruva, one yaksha killed your brother, so you kill that one fellow, but you are practically annihilating the whole yaksha army, which is not good. You should be tolerant. And that is the time he tells this instruction. So stitikshaya karunaya maitriya chakhila jantushu samatvena cha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidati. The Lord is very satisfied with his devotees when the devotees greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality. And Prabhupada begins the purport by saying, it is the duty of an advanced devotee in the second stage of devotional perfection to act in accordance with this verse. One should not simply remain a neophyte for all time to come. One should actually advance. One should try to advance. The first devotee, first level of devotee is that devotee who sees the Lord only in the temple. He respects the Lord only in the temple with love and devotion. But his dealings with everyone else is not up to the mark, which is satisfying the Lord. But a sign of advancement is developing love of God. Ultimately, the purpose of everything that we do in life is to satisfy the Lord. Dharma sunushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyaha na utpadayet yadi ratim shramaye vahi kevalam. Ultimately, whatever we do properly, following all our duties, if you are not developing pure love for Krishna, then it's all a waste of time, waste of our human energy. Human life is meant for self-realization, nothing else. And it is mentioned that if we say that we love God, and if we do not show compassion to others, that means actually it is a very, very neophyte kind of love. It is little sentimental alone. So the real love, actually the pure love of God, manifests with relation to different people in different ways. When there is love of God within the heart, naturally we love the Lord and we serve the Lord with devotion. And the same love of God manifests in the material world as compassion for the suffering, innocent living entities. The same love of God manifests as friendship towards the devotees. And the same love manifests as scrutinizingly avoiding the blasphemers. If it is not there, that means that love is very, very superficial, sentimental, and a beginning stage. So, one should come to the second stage. It is said, Ishwaretad adhineshu balisheshu dushatsucha prema maitri kripa apeksha yaha karosi sa madhyama. So from Kanishtha Adhikari, one should rise to Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari means Ishwaray, there are different relationships. That love of God, Ishwaray to the Lord, tad adhineshu means those who are surrendered to the Lord. That means the devotees. Devotees means those who accept the supremacy of the Lord, accept subordination to the Lord, and live their life according to the injunctions of the Lord for His satisfaction and pleasure. So tad adhineshu and balisheshu. Balisheshu means innocent living entities who are suffering in the material world because of ignorance of the relationship with the Lord. And dushatsu. Dushatsu means those who blaspheme the Lord, blaspheme the devotees, who are envious. So what is the relationship? Prema. Towards the Lord there is prema, loving devotional service. Towards adhineshu, towards those who are subordinate to the Lord and accept the supremacy, that means the devotees, there is maitri, there is friendship. And those who are innocent and suffering living entities, one must extend to give Krishna consciousness and avoid the blasphemers for two reasons. If we are not very strong, we may get influence, we may take their association if we are associate. If that person's faith in Maya is more stronger than your faith in Krishna, then faith flows from high potential to low potential. It's like any law of electricity, law of, you know, water, everything like that. From high potential to low potential. So you try to preach to them rather than that you get preached. And you come with so many doubts. Am I wasting my time? Whole Sunday, unfortunately, wasted so many years in simply chanting and dancing. So therefore, and secondly, if you are not on that platform by trying to preach half-heartedly and half-heartedly, then we are potentially making them blaspheme more. you are encouraging them further to fall down. Therefore, better keep away respectful distance from them. This is a sign of a Madhyama Adhikari. So, therefore, the first thing is to extend for the compassion, as compassion. That's also a sign of love. If one does not extend to preach the message of the Lord to every living entity who do not have this access to this knowledge, that means a person has no love. A devotee is paradukha dukhi. For others, he is actually concerned, and his concern is manifest in the fact that he is extending himself to give this knowledge, this gift that he has received to others. If you don't, then you become hard-hearted. If everyone is a child of God, how can one person be enjoying and see others suffering and not, or just keep quiet, not do anything? Therefore, compassion is the beginning of a Madhyama Adhikari, preaching. One should preach. That's law's order. Amaragyai guru hoye taroi desh, jare dekho tare koho Krishna upadesh. On my order, become a preacher and deliver everyone, whomever you see. Preaching doesn't simply mean giving lectures alone. Preaching means by every one of our thoughts, our words and our action, we are showing others what is actually the goal of life, or what should be actually our priority. And therefore, that is preaching. Our action speaks louder than our words. And therefore, real preaching means try to be a good Vaishnava, so that people understand, oh, this is... Sometimes we don't understand, but with every action of ours, with every word of ours, and with every thought of ours which we express, we are actually preaching to others very loudly. So therefore, this compassion is a must. And for this compassion, the first quality is titikshava. Titikshava means tolerant. In fact, the first sign of advancement to a spiritual life is tolerance. One should learn to tolerate. In the Bhagavad Gita, this is one of the first teachings. Krishna says, Dehi nosmi nyatha dehi. This is the first lesson. First of all, he says, don't lament. Ashochanan mashochastam pragyavadam javasi. Don't lament for what is not worthy of grief. Things are going to be destroyed anyway. Don't lament for any loss, material loss. Human life is there and it is being lost. That is the biggest loss. We should lament. Every moment that is spent in forgetfulness of Krishna is to be lamented. That's a sign of advancement. So, we are penny wise, pound foolish. Many times, we are so careful about every pie, how we spend. So much time we spend to save some money. But Ayusha Kshanaye Kopi Nalabhya Swarna Koti. Chanakya Pandit says, Ayusha Kshanaye Kopi, human form of life, one moment can't be purchased for crores of gold coins. And that is blissfully being wasted, and we are not at all lamenting. An hour gone, so many crores of gold coins. But we are so miserly, penny wise and pound foolish. And then he says, so what is it? How does it manifest, this lamentation? That first lesson is Dehi nosmin yatha dehi kaumaram yavanam jara dhira statrana muhyati. A dhira, a sober person, is not bewildered by the lamentation that occurs due to the degradation of the body. The body is anyway going to be finished. And he says, immediate next instruction is, what is the practical demonstration of a person who is not on the bodily concept of life? Matras prashastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkhada agamapayino anityaha tam stitikshasa bharata. He said, Body means the senses. And senses are there, the nature of the body is, there will be dualities. The nature of this material world is, dualities will come. From within and without. In a material conception of life, there will be dualities from within. Today what I am, I like something, today I do, tomorrow I don't like. Today I feel honored, tomorrow I feel dishonored. From outside, inside, everywhere, these dualities will come. Tam sthirikshasya bharata. Just learn to tolerate. Why? Why should we tolerate? Yam hinav yathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram saha amratatvaya kalpate. One who tolerates is a dhira, a sober person. And such a person, amratatvaya kalpate. He is fit for liberation because he has actually transcended the dualities of the body. Body means senses, mind, intelligence and ego, false ego, gross and subtle body. And all of these by nature are bound to be affected by dualities. The senses will be afflicted with heat and cold. The mind will be afflicted with happiness and distress. The intelligence will be afflicted and the connection with the ego with honor and dishonor. Shita ushna sukha dukkheshu tatha mana apamana yo. And it's inevitable in the material world that these will come. Body means these things and they will be afflicted with dualities. Understanding the nature of this world, one should not be bewildered, tolerate. And what does it mean? Simply just clench our teeth and just tolerate. Actual tolerance means tolerate in the sense that these things will not deviate us in the pursuance of the soul's dharma. The soul's activity is to serve Krishna. Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nitya Das. So in the service to the Lord, which is the nature of the soul, which is the sanatana, constitutional nature of the soul, these dualities sometimes hamper. But these dualities should not affect the service to the Lord. Prabhupada was once asked a question by somebody in the audience. He said, you are talking about, you know, a person should not lament. But we find Arjuna was lamenting when Abhimanyu died. When Abhimanyu died, he was lamenting. First of all, he cried. And after that, he got angry. He got angry. He said, tomorrow by sunset, if I don't kill the fellow who has killed Abhimanyu, then I will enter fire. So he asked Prabhupada, a devotee is supposed to be equipoised. A yogi is supposed to be equipoised. And Arjuna is supposed to be a great yogi. And why did he fight? So Prabhupada said, in answer, something to the effect that, no, a devotee is not like a hard-hearted stone that, you know, whatever comes is just, you know, no expressions, no emotions. No. As we were discussing this morning in the Bhagavatam class, he is super sensitive. More sensitive than an ordinary people with, you know, philanthropic attitude. A philanthropy fellow feels satisfied simply by satisfying the external needs. But a real Vaishnava feels so bad that he actually helps for the upliftment of the soul also. So, it is not that Arjuna became a hard-hearted, just emotionless fellow, equipoised. Equipoised means, under all dualities, his service to Krishna did not stop. His service to Krishna did not stop. Because he knew, I am not the body, I am the soul, and the soul's eternal duty is to serve the eternal Lord, eternally. That is equipoise. And what are the internal dualities or internal urges that come which disturb us? Rupa Goswami describes in the first verse of Upadeshamrita, Vacho Vegam, Manasaha Krodha Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udarupastha Vegam, Etan Veganyo Vishaheta Dhira, One who tolerates the urges of the body, the tongue, the belly and the genitals, and the mind, attachment and detachment and whatever, anger arising or attachment arising from wanting to enjoy something, and when something is stopped you get angry, that is mind, and speaking. Speech also, sometimes you lose control and blast someone and feel little relaxed. So, Vishaheta, one is able to tolerate, such a person is a dhira. Why is he able to tolerate? Because he realizes that this body means the three modes of material nature. And three modes of material nature means from the modes of passion and ignorance comes lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. Kamayesha, krodhayesha, rajoguna, samudbhava. Because the body is made up of three modes of nature, especially the mode of passion and ignorance. So lust comes out. And a lusty man becomes shameless. He falls prey to lust. He falls prey to anger, which is born of mode of passion. He falls prey to greed and does something which takes him away from his service to the Lord. Therefore it is said, Shaknoti haivaya sodhum prak sharira vimokshana kama krodha udbhavam vegam sa yukta sa sukhi naraha. Shaknoti, shaknoti means one who is able to tolerate yaha sodhum prak sharira vimokshana. Till we have this human body, till we have a material body, these urges will come. Because body means three modes, and three modes means these things will continue to come. We should not think that when we become a pure devotee it won't come. No. Body means three modes, and three modes means all this will come. Prak sharira vimokshana. Till you give up this material body, these urges will come. So kama krodha udbhavam vegam sayuktaha. So sukhi nara, one who is able to tolerate, in the sense not be disturbed and pursue one's duty, that is a great soul. I will like to give a small example, excellent example, about a particular situation, and in the same situation, how a dhira and a adhira acted. In the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning of Krishna book, when Vasudeva is just married to Devaki, and they have just come out, and all band, everything is going on, musicians are playing everything, and nice maid servant girls, and all the relatives are happy, beautiful, very serene and enjoyable atmosphere. And then Kamsa, the elder brother of Devaki, very with tears in his eyes, wanting to give her a nice send-off, personally sits on the chariot as a humble servant, as a loving brother, to drive the chariot. So nobody can know, both are so humble, so nice, so gentle, tears rolling down their cheeks. Very difficult to know who is dhira, who is adhira. But the nature of the world is, in one moment, padam padam upadam. You don't know, next moment test will come. And as soon as he holds the reins, there is a lightning in the sky, and the devatas send the agitating force. They say, Kamsa, you fool, you don't know you are driving the chariot of your sister, whose 8th son will be your cause of your death. Finish. Now, unexpectedly, just imagine, actually we can't imagine, we have heard this story so many times. Try to put yourself in Vasudev's shoes or Kamsa's shoes. I don't know whether they had shoes at that time. But whatever it is they had, put yourself in their footwear. Or put yourself in their situation, in their position. And just see what is their reaction. A dhira and a adhira. Immediately, all the niceties are forgotten. He looks at the object of his disturbance of sense gratification, that is Devaki. She was giving him so much pleasure, tears were rolling down out of affection. But that affection was as long as you satisfied my ego. Now because of you, my sense gratification is being disturbed. Immediately, number one, he became angry. He became angry that I am doing so much and she is becoming the cause. He became envious that she is going to deprive me of my position, my body, my prestige, everything. She is becoming the cause of that. And finally, fear. There was anger, there was envy, there was fear. And overcome by these, he forgot all about his duty, all about his prescribed duty. Forgot about all relationships, forgot everything. Immediately with his left hand caught hold of his dearest sister's hair and took out a sword. And actually, had not Vasudev intervened, he would have cut off her throat. Right in front of everyone. Totally oblivious of the surroundings. So he fell prey to fear, to anger and to envy. Whereas Vasudev, just now married, and he's sitting down and he's thinking, now I'll go and we'll be entering home, and generally immediately after marriage they're planning what we'll do, how we'll go. Immediately all of a sudden, finished. The wife is going to be killed. What a situation. All away, from 108 degree shift. From most pleasant to most inauspicious situation. But he could have reacted in so many ways. As a Kshatriya could have taken out his sword and also tried, because he knew this guy is too powerful. So there is no point in trying to kill him. Other thing he could have done out of fear, he would have just run off. I'm only just now married and I didn't know the whole family is like this. To hell with you and your relationship, you handle your sister, Hare Krishna. He could have walked off. He was not concerned. He was just now married, I'm not even like. But actually he had taken a vow. It's a vow that we are going to, till death do us part, whatever, Taking vow in front of the Lord, the fire, and all exalted people. No gentleman will give up. He could have, actually, easily walked off. But he said no. And he knew there's no point in killing. I can't kill at all, this man. But then, but he said, and if he had tried to stop and hold Kamsa, he would have been the first one for his head to cut off. Because anger is momentary madness. He would have killed him first. Anything that came in his object, stopping him from his getting what he wanted, he would have killed. So, he risked his life. Actually, Vasudev risked his life to save Devaki's life. And that relationship was just, not even established fully. But because he had taken a vow, that vow was so sacred that he was ready to give his life but not deviate from his duty, because he understood this is our duty for advancement. And he preaches to Kamsa. Very interesting. Systematically he preaches to Kamsa. First of all, to the shameless Kamsa, he's telling what happened to your pride and what happened to your glory. What will happen to your name and fame, because he is attached to his name and fame. You are the best of the Bhoja dynasty and you are killing a woman. One should not kill a woman. In the Vedic injunction, one should not kill a Brahmana, a cow, an old man, a woman and a child at any cost for any offenses. One can be punished but not killed. She is a woman, number one. Not only that, she is your younger sister. You are like her father. She has surrendered to you, so you are like father. So she is not only a woman, but she is also your sister. And not only that, in addition to that, today is the day of her marriage. And just now she is married. What will people say? For one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death. Have you forgotten your kshatriya duty? Just because your sense gratification is disturbed a little, are you so much not able to tolerate that you are able to just kill her? Kamsa, what are you afraid of? You are afraid of death. Death is anyway going to come to you and to me, if not now, after 50 years from now. And after death, there is going to be birth. One should prepare for one's next birth. And one should not do anything which will spoil that opportunity for next birth. Prepare for next birth. That is intelligence. That is human form of life. That is understanding we are not the body. Prepare for one's next life. In this way, so many ways, systematically, he preaches. Coolly. But Kamsa was so much adhira that he just couldn't tolerate. He knew that he is going to kill anyway. So he said, when it is very, very necessity, a person should take risk. So therefore he said, okay. Very difficult to give a word, but he gave his word. Vasudev said, alright, you are afraid of an eighth child, right? I promise you, every child I will personally come and hand over to you. And even a demoniac, asuric, adhira person like Kamsa had so much faith in Vasudev's words because he was a dhira that he said, it makes sense. But you must hand over. I said, alright. It's my word, I will hand over. At least let us, let her be saved first. Afterwards, let us see. When we have children, then we say, boy or girl, when, let's see. First, let her be saved. If she is not, na rahega, bans na bajegi, bansuri. If she is not there, where is the question of children being born? Let her protect her first. Afterwards, see children. So, at least for the time being, he saved that situation. By very diplomatically smiling. He was getting so angry, but he smiled diplomatically. He was a diplomat. He used that propensity, time, place and circumstance, to satisfy Kamsa. And after that, Kamsa, when Vasudev's first child was born, it was very painful to him to actually get the child. He could have said, 9 months back I had promised, hopefully he has forgotten also. He could have said, but he brought the child, very painful. So this, sometimes these activities may be very painful. But then he performed his duty. He tolerated the painful circumstances to hand over the child. Kamsa was shocked. He was expecting it, but he was shocked that he kept it up. And he said, no, 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 you take him back. Take the child back. Eight child is I am afraid of, I am not of this. But then immediately as he heard from so many people telling so many things, changed his words again. They can't keep up their words. Because when some urge comes, immediately they respond to it. They can't pursue their duties. And therefore we find in this instance a dhira and a adhira, how they have acted. So similarly, while preaching, we come across, as Prabhupada explains, sometimes very envious persons who start blaspheming, who may act in some ways which is displeasing to our senses, displeasing to our man, causes a lot of disturbance, hurting to our ego when they blaspheme. Sometimes people become so disturbed that we can't pursue spirituality properly. I can't chant. Why? Because that person spoke like this. At least for a week. So, this is natural that if we really want to be compassionate and extend, it's not going to be easy. There are going to be all kinds of people, all kinds of challenges that will come, and urges will come. I'm trying to help you and you are trying to... One devotee was telling me, he was trying to preach to one person and he gave him a card, hand over a card, introductory card, what do you call it? Visiting card. He gave a visiting card. And his visiting card has M-A-R-E or something, you know, some funny name. So he just wanted to know, because he wanted to preach. After talking business, he wanted to preach. So he just asked, you know, this funny name, are you Hindu or Muslim or... This fellow got so angry, he literally threw him out of the room. He said, get out, He didn't know why.
So why are you asking about these things?
No. Yeah, the intention was this. So he was telling, he said, if I was not a devotee, if I had not heard enough of Krishna conscious philosophy, I would have given him a piece of my mind, which I used to do earlier. But then somehow I said, anyway, that's his nature. Then he just walked off. So, how do we actually overcome? How do we overcome this? How do we tolerate? It's described, firstly, of course, it is due to the three modes of material nature. And the only way to overcome the three modes, which is giving rise to all these dualities, is bhakti, by performing devotional service. Mamchayo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati teitan brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Sagunan samati teitan. Bhakti is so powerful, without our knowledge, simply by practicing for a few days even, one can immediately see that one learns to become more tolerant. It happens to us. Things that used to disturb us for weeks together disturbs us a few days. Immediately we are able to accommodate and say, it's all right, that's it, it's all. That's one thing. Secondly, by performing devotional service, one slowly comes to the mode of goodness. From the mode of passion and ignorance, which is a result of kama, krodha, etc., one comes to the mode of goodness. Shamo damah tapas saucham kshantihi. Kshanti means tolerance. A sign of a person in the mode of goodness is he learns to be tolerant. He understands. Also, the more we perform devotional service, our whole paradigm of seeing things changes. And therefore, surprisingly, immediately we are able to see it from a proper perspective and not get disturbed. In fact, not just disturbed. One thing is to simply tolerate and, you know, bottle up and release it somewhere. You know, so much is there. One day I go and take something and bang it and break it or something, you know, somewhere in some Chowpatty beach I'll go and catch hold of some instrument or something and beat it up or whatever, or bang the door on his face, not hitting him at least. So somewhere we want to release it. But that's the artificial. Really, it has to be dissipated. And that is described in the Bhagavatam. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam hridvag vapurbhir vidadhanamaste jivetayo mukti padesa dayabhak. How he is able to become fit for liberation, as it is telling here, that saha amritatvaya kalpati. Why he becomes fit for liberation? Because his consciousness is now tattenu kampam susamikshamano. Anything that happens in this world, especially in the life of a devotee, one who is sincerely trying to surrender, is directly controlled by the hands of the Lord. Even if it is through karma, even that is indirectly mayadhyakshena prakriti. So ultimately Krishna is in control, and Krishna is all good, all powerful and all loving. Therefore, whatever he does, I may or may not realize, is for my benefit. It's his mercy. Let me learn to see. Tattenu kampam bhunjana eva atmakritam vipakam. So when these things happen, he sees it as, when good things come, he says, I don't deserve it. Just to encourage me, Krishna is giving some free samples. And when bad things happen, he feels, actually I deserve worse, but Krishna has simply given me a sample. If he had given too much, I can't tolerate. Therefore, what I can tolerate, that much, yes, even a free sample, you know, just to remind. Immediately changes your perception. A few years back, I was going to a program, and it was a low ceiling. The program site was a very low ceiling, and they, right in front of that door, what is that protrusion there for covering against the rain? So that was of made of cement, solid cement, and I just didn't see because I was concentrating on some notes, and I hit it hard, really. and I didn't know it was whether it was bleeding or not. It was so very painful. So I literally looked at, you know, who did it or what was the cause, and I really wanted to smash whatever that. But then I said, immediately, few days back I had read this particular verse. I said, maybe I deserve, you know, my head to be chopped off. And Krishna is so merciful, he has given me just one little bang. Suddenly, that pain became very joyful. So much only. So nice. Thank you, Krishna. I was thanking Krishna actually. Of course, that lasted only for a few seconds. Till I felt my thing, I really. But at least for that moment, immediately, the same thing which I could have cursed, the wall, or the fellow who built it, was no engineering, civil, designing concept of people's height. I could have cursed so many, blamed so many people. But just seeing that, no, I deserve much worse. Krishna has given me a sample. Immediately that pain was not at all painful. It was actually very pleasure. Only so much. And it is sent by Krishna personally. I wish that lasts in other times also. But at least that moment, you can see that difference. Immediately you see difference. Therefore sometimes people get surprised that these devotees are going through so much and still they are sticking to Krishna. Now why do you do that? They don't understand. Because they are in a different paradigm. Yanisha sarabhutanam dasyam jagrati sayam. They are in a different paradigm. They can't understand. And finally, really if you want to totally dissipate, not tolerate and just bottle up, as it says in this verse, titikshaya karunaya. The real way to tolerate is when there is compassion within the heart, mercy within the heart. For a person who has compassion and mercy in one's heart, Krishna's mercy in one's heart, such a person can tolerate untold miseries without any complaint. Srila Prabhupada, how much misery he had to tolerate to preach Krishna consciousness in the West, to travel first of all to the West and to preach in the beginning years. How was he able to tolerate? So he had that return ticket, so much insult, so much of sufferings, poverty. We can't imagine actually what he underwent. But then he was happily performing. It's not that he was physically and unhappy, that no help was coming, etc. But still, what made him endure it? Titikshavaha karunikaha. A sadhu is not only titikshavaha. He is titikshavaha only because he is karunika. Because without compassion and mercy within the heart, being merciful, this tolerate, you can tolerate for some time, but bottle it up for some time, but one day it will just come out. It has to be totally dissipated. There is a beautiful story in the Upanishad about a man who was standing on the bank of a river and there was a scorpion which was drowning in the river. So the man picked up that scorpion which was drowning, but the scorpion bit him, stung him, and it was so painful that it slipped from his hand and fell inside. So again he picked up, again it stung him, again it fell from his hand. Again he picked up, again it stung, again it fell. Repeatedly it happened many times. Then there was a second man who was standing behind him. He said, are you a fool? He said, it is biting you, you may die actually. This poison may actually, it is so painful and it may, you may even die. Why are you trying to pick it up again? So this man said, no. Today from this scorpion I have learnt a very good lesson. Just look at this scorpion. It knows that if it stings, it's going to fall down and die in the stream. Still, it is not giving up its nature. Its nature is, whoever comes in front, sting. First sting and then see who it is, or what it is. Similarly, a devotee is, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesha. Whoever he sees, plan about how to give Krishna to this fellow. Some way or the other, may not be directly Krishna, because according to time, place, you may give Krishna in different ways. By not speaking anything, you can still give Krishna to others. So his nature is to keep on giving, and sometimes it may not be received properly. Sometimes you may be honored for it with a grateful heart. Sometimes you may be kicked on the face, literally or verbally. Sometimes banging on the door, whatever. But even at the cost of its life, the scorpion was continuing to perform its nature. So from a scorpion also is risking his life and not giving up its nature. He said we should learn from this. A devotee cannot but be compassionate, because he knows that's what the Lord wants. The whole purpose of creation is to give opportunity for the conditioned souls to perfect their lives. And anyone who assists the Lord in this mission becomes glorious and becomes very dear to the Lord. But then, there's one more thing. Devotee's heart is like a well containing nectarian water. Devotee's heart is like a well. And the whole world outside is like a desert. Material world is like a desert where water is in very much demand. And the devotee's heart is like a well which has water. So how can he see that so much demand and I have something, how can he not give? So he allows himself, opens the well, come on. So what people do, because of the tremendous demand, everyone may put a pipe and put a pump and start. Everyone, ultimately what happens? The well dries up. May dry up. Kadam Kanan Maharaj, 2 years back he had come. And he was telling, sometimes preachers start feeling dry. They may go for a program and they'll put on the auto and pravachan goes on. And that fellow is thinking, I don't know what is happening to my life. It may happen. Or sometimes you are preaching, but you yourself are doubting what you are preaching. So sometimes you are preaching and preaching and preaching, giving and giving and giving. Well, what is there to give? Everything is dried up. So therefore, it is necessity. Jiva Daya is okay, very nice. But you have to have something to give. You should allow some time for the well to fill up. If you don't allow it to fill up, then it will become dry. And even though you may be speaking, all our preaching becomes a ritual. There is no life in it. There is no nectar in it. It's simply verbal output. Because after some time, everyone becomes expert preacher. Before even the question is over, you are ready with the answer. You know. But you yourself start wondering, do I actually really know what... am I convinced? So this dryness will come. And to overcome the dryness, some filling up is required. So he was telling, if there has to be Jiva Daya, there has to be Name Ruchi. There has to be some taste. And that comes by allowing to fill. And that filling time is Maitreya. In the association of sincere devotees performing sadhana, chanting of the holy name, discussing scriptures and worshipping the Lord together. If that is not there, sometimes our priorities become so much I'm giving. Ultimately, where is that fellow who was giving? That's gone. Because some time is required to actually fill up. And that fill up means Maitreya. That's why he says Titikshaya Karunaya, but then Maitreya. Who devotees greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship. Friendship is with equals. And that is required. Because generally when you are going out preaching, everyone will respect you as a saint. And something will stick of that respect, thinking that you are a very great deliverer. Actually, we do the preaching for our sustenance, for our own benefit. We are not deliverers. We are simply postmen who are just repeating for our benefit. We'll get some mercy. So, It's very important that if you want to give, we have to have something. And to have something, we have to retain something. And to retain, we have to have that source. And where does ruchi come from? It's described, Bhagavad says, Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Syat Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, Vasudeva Name Ruchi. These things will come when Syat Mahat Sevaya. By serving those great personalities whose heart is ever filled with nectar. Ever filled. Now, how is their heart ever filled? Because they are connected with an inexhaustible source of supply. That is Krishna. Samsara davana lalidha loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. He is supplying so much. He is raining everywhere. But where is he getting from? He is compared to a cloud. A pure representative of the Lord is compared to a cloud who is showering on the burning forest fire of material world. But where is that cloud getting its water from? Praptasya kalyana guna arnavasya. The most inexhaustible ocean of glorious qualities. So such great devotees of the Lord who have totally taken, they have connected themselves to the lotus feet of the Lord. Because they are connected with the lotus feet of the Lord, and Lord is inexhaustible source. Nothing exhausts. His source is inexhaustible. What is, take comparison, his one creation, the sun. Since time immemorial it is giving power. How much power? To light up the whole universe. To light up one city, how much power is required? To light up one cricket stadium, how much power is required? For 8 hours, night cricket. How much wattage of power? But the sun is supplying so much wattage that it is supplying daylight all over the universe. Where is it getting its power from? It's not connected to some charger. Every day the sun is put for charging. Generator and then early morning. Night it put for charging and early morning use till evening, till it goes to sunset for charging. No. Yasyagya Brahmarisanghrita Kala Chakro Govindam Adipurusham. Yachakshuresh Savita Sakalagrahanam Raja Samasta Suramurtir Ashesha Teja. Ashesha. That Teja never reduces. Yadyad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam Srimad Urjitamevava Tattadevavagachattvam Mama Teja Amsha. It is only one Amsha of the Lord, and that is also not getting exhausted. What to speak of Krishna, who is the ocean of all good qualities. So a person who is totally attached, Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Vishnu Padaya, because he has totally fixed up at the lotus feet of the Lord, such a person can actually constantly supply. So because they have a constant supply, by connecting to them, and how do we connect to them? That's described by Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. He says, Shushrushaya Bhajana Vignam Ananya Nindadishunya Hridayamikshita Sangalabhya. To serve and hear from such great souls who have connection with that inexhaustible source of energy, that is Krishna. How do we serve when we don't have an opportunity to directly associate? When we, their association is also there in their words and in their mission. Their mission is also, just like Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. ISKCON, it's his body. Because this mission is a representation of his heart. His heart's only purpose was to deliver, and this institution's only purpose is to deliver fallen souls. So by taking up a responsible service in the mission of the Lord and executing it with responsibility and with dedication, you actually get that source. So three things should simultaneously happen. You should go on giving, retaining and connecting for. It should come, you should retain and you should give. Three things should simultaneously go on. So a Krishna conscious life means, balancing means, you should extend like a madhyamadhikari. He extends, he also retains by association, and he is getting from connection to the Lord or his pure representatives. Sometimes we find imbalance in Krishna consciousness because of so many other priorities or imbalance of these priorities. The supply should be there, retention should be there, and distribution. So if three are properly balanced in our life, that is the madhyamadhikari. Till we get actually connected 24 hours with the Paramatma in the heart. Paramatma is a connection. Those who are great souls, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayan, they can go anywhere, stay alone for the rest of their life and continue to supply without getting exhausted. This is Srila Prabhupada, alone, capital of Maya. Where was he getting his source? When Prabhupada was asked, don't you miss your spiritual master? He said, no. And never a time that I have not in touch with him. Through his instruction, he was everywhere, anytime, meditating on how to execute that. Therefore, he was in touch. And because he was in touch, that supply was inexhaustible. So, till we come to that platform, these three connections should be balanced. Giving by extending ourselves to the innocent, and retaining by chanting, hearing and worshipping in the association of equal devotees and serving the Lord through his representative. So in this way, in any condition we can go on, and all other qualities will develop automatically. We don't have to specially strive for these things. Simply by focusing on this, Jive Daya, Name Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva, automatically Krishna will take care. The process is perfect. So this balance must be maintained. And then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Oh. One question, if there is any. Yeah. Yes.
Prabhupada, the question is that our actual position was in the spiritual sky. Original position. How did we fall down from the spiritual sky to animal species?
You have to go up and ask. That's what Prabhupada replied. Some things are inconceivable. Achintyaha khaluye bhava natam tarkena yojet. Prakriti bhya parinyaccha tad achintyasya lakshanam. Some things are inconceivable to our limited tiny brain. Because now we are in a conditioned state. In a conditioned state, we are conditioned by time, we are conditioned by place. We can't imagine certain things. Anything spiritual, connected to spiritual realm, what to speak of that, even soul. We can't even imagine. Ascharya, Ascharyavat Pashyati Kashidenam, Ascharyavat Vadati Tathaiva Anyaha, Ascharyavat Chainam Anya Shunodi, Shrutvapenam Vedana Chaiva Kashya. Nobody can understand the soul. We can think, talk about it, you know, it's so much, 1,000 tip of hair, that this. It is inconceivable. Anything that is spiritual is inconceivable. It cannot be understood by brain, it must be realized. It is described that Svata Krishna Gyan, what is the beginning of that? Maya Mugdha Jiverna hi Svata Krishna Gyan, Jivera Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Puran. So Maya Mugdha, as long as we are conditioned, the spiritual topics, they cannot be understood by Pratyaksha or Anuman, by direct sense perception or intellectual speculation. We have to hear from some authorities and have faith. Why we fell? We fell because we were envious. No, with Krishna how we became envious? We did become, that's all. You may get so many answers, I may just try to, you know, juggle around and tell something. Somehow or other, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, somehow or other I have fallen. Please place me as an atom at your lotus feet. So, if you ask some highly intelligent people, they will give you some logical answer to satisfy you for the time being. I am not so intelligent. I am simply repeating the words. That these things are cannot be realized. How we feel. One thing is there. Krishna never takes away the independence. That kind of rejection, here we are blatantly rejecting. But at that time probably we thought, so nice to serve Krishna. But simultaneously I should have a separate facility, you know. I use it for Krishna. Then you become Brahma. First class, whole creation you make. And run it for the pleasure of Krishna. Brahma is nice devotee. Original, first person. Creator of the whole universe. Complete controller, nice devotee. He's doing it for Krishna. But simultaneously, some lordship, enjoy, you know, I did it, I created something. By the mercy of the Lord, but I created. I was an instrument. So, it starts 99.9% Krishna consciousness, 0.00001%, you know. Starts like that. But then the nature of this material world is so intoxicating that, you know, little more, anyway I am here, I might as well do a thorough job and find out everything before I go back. But once you go in, you realize you have gone too far away. So this is my speculation. But the fact is, we have come. Once we go back, we will know everything. So, now we have fallen in the well, and somebody is throwing a rope, just get out. And you say, no, tell me first, what kind of rope is this? What quality is it made up of? Is this fiber or nylon? And is it actually going outside the well or halfway through the well, it's stuck somewhere? And who threw it? First of all, tell me who pushed inside. Why did he push? Actually, I was such a nice fellow. You know, I had only friends upstairs there. That's all right. It's a very important question. Not at this time when you are actually drowning. Catch hold of the nearest rope, get out. All the time in the world to do inquiry. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Actually, I forgot to tell one more thing. Why the devotees are so dear to the Lord? Because actually, as we see here on the altar today, Lord Ram is so much pleased with Hanuman because he took up the mission of Lord Ram. We were talking about devotees being inexhaustible source of the mercy because they know the innermost intent of the Lord. When Hanumanji left on Ram's mission, he knew, I will come back dead or I will not come back. I will come back with Sita or I will never come back. That's all. Therefore, they fasted till death. They said, if Sita is not coming back, how can we show our face? We would rather die. And therefore, he achieved perfection. That was his dedication to the mission. And therefore, when he came first and reported his victory, Ram was, he was in Vanavas. So he wanted to award something. He looked around, what can he have? He is Vanavasi. He had renounced everything. So he said, the only thing I can do is I just embrace you. Because you have got message of Sita for me. And he actually just, with tears, actually embraced. And, you know, his tears were just bathing Hanuman. That is the mercy. That connection, heart to heart connection. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada is like Hanuman of Kali Yuga. He also crossed, jumped across the ocean and went to Suvarna Lanka, golden city of technological advancement, headquarters New York, directly one jump and into Ravana's palace, personification of lust, and brought some people from there to the feet of Krishna in Mayapur. and in Vrindavan. Surely, the Lord will embrace. So, this is not Leela. This is a Nitya Leela. It's an eternal pastime. So, we can meditate on that. So that, if we continue to serve, pray to Hanumanji, then we will get supply, we will get retention and distribution. Everything can go on. And our life will be successful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Ram Bhakta Hanuman ki. Go Primanandi.
Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Saraswati Gauri Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatayane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah. Radhe Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gaur Hariwa.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
संकीर्तन की शील प्रभुपाद की।